Act verse 20. Chapter 20, verse 31 through 35. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years, I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my want needs and the needs of my companions in everything I did. I showed you that by this kind of hard work we must help the weak, remembering the words that Lord Jesus Himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." So today's title is, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." As Christian, we should live like Jesus Christ. Because of His life, we can be. To be a Christian, to be forgiven of sins, and to be made a child of God means to become a person like Jesus Christ. Is this an exaggeration? The way we live changes because we die to sin and live to the life of Christ. It means that we recover our identity in the image of God. Our relationship with our neighbors are restored, and the way we work is changed. Today, I would like to study the Bible on the theme of work. When you hear the word work, you probably think of it as work to earn money. We call church work as service and not work, and volunteer work for going to Tohoku to support the disaster stricken areas. And thus we distinguish them from work to earn money. However, there is no such distinction in the Bible. In the Bible, work is used in a broad sense. The work used in Genesis chapter 2 verse 3, where God ceased all the work of creation that He was doing, is melaka, which is often translated as work, and is used for both work of God and the work of man. When the Lord Jesus said, My Father worked until now, therefore also I work, John chapter 5 verse 17. The Greek word for work is also ergasia. In the passage where Paul lived in his house and worked with him, Acts chapter 18, verse 3, also ergasia is used. In Philippians chapter 2 verse 30, we read, Because he almost died for the work of Christ, the non-form of ergosia here, work, refers to the preaching of gospel. Thus, in the Bible, the work of God, the work of man, the work of earning a living, helping others, and the proclamation of the gospel are all works. At TCU, we raise up workers for the kingdom of God. Church work such as evangelism and pastoral care, work to earn a living, service in the church, and volunteering in the community are all considered important work for the kingdom of God. Our salvation means the restoration in the Jesus Christ of the work of managing the created work. To work, according to the biblical teaching, is to give or to give to one another. However, man and the world, disobedient to God, have changed working to devouring. Today we focus on work in the Bible meaning. In this world, work means sometimes devouring and taking more and more. So we are going to confirm the meaning of the Bible. Let's look at Paul. Let's look at Acts chapter 20, verse 33 through 35. I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. In Ephesians chapter, Paul said to Ephesians people, his last message in Ephesians. For Paul, working is the same whether it is preaching the gospel or tent making. Thank you. His God-given mission was to preach the gospel, so that is his priority, but it does not look down on or dislike tent building. He worked not only for himself, but also for those he was with. The work was hard, but when he thought that he could labor and help the weak, he suddenly had a lot of zeal. Paul says that this is because he remembered that the Lord Jesus himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And that he has shown through everything that it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is not a mental ideal, but his realization. So he worked for his friend. Apostle Paul worked for the weak. Everyone knows that. What Paul, so everyone knows what Paul did. Paul also says that this in Ephesians chapter 4:28, anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. It may seem extreme that a person who steals will work to give to others, but that is what it means for a person to be saved. If we consider a world that God has given him to manage as his own, this is like stealing from God. Maybe. It is perverse and it is perverse and perverse high-mindedness for a created person to try to be like his maker, God. It is so difficult to change our minds. But as Christians, we will change. Put God to center our minds. The greed to gain is the origin of sin. It strange thing that the more we gain, the more we gain, the more we fear that it is not enough and that someone will take it away from us. Therefore, Jesus said, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 20. Today, we should run to keep from trying God Himself. It is more blessed to give than to receive. This is a prescription for the life that is useful for everyone, not Jesus Christ, not just Christians. Jesus showed us it is more blessed to give than to receive. Through his life, he showed us not just word. God the Father is the one who causes his Son to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. And for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16. When we were sinners, God gave us most important thing for him. God gave his one and only Son for us. Christ the Son gave himself freely, even his life. Through this, man understood what love is. He gave his love to us and led us. We can accept it. His work is to give. God Himself shows that work is to give. Furthermore, God the Holy Spirit, like a person accustomed to remaining in the background, makes Himself nothing and give us Jesus, the only begotten Son of God the Father. God is truly a given God, Paul says. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. This is the kingdom of God way of life. He came out of our mother's womb naked. He will return naked to Him. Let us not live our lives trying to gain and not to give up anything which would increase our worries, but rather let us rejoice in laying up treasures in heaven with peace of mind. There is a big difference between doing the same work while complaining and doing it with gratitude, offering and giving glory back to God. As Christian, we are going to live the kingdom of God way of life. Out of our mother's womb naked, we don't have anything except life. But gradually we gain something and we gain anxiety to lose them. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Your work to God's work. world population I learned in elementary school was 4.6 billion. But now there are 8.1 billion people living in this world. Disparity is a major issue. According to the NGO Oxfam, half of the world's wealth is owned by the top 2,000 people. According to the report this year, more than half of the world's population has now become poor, while the world's top five richest people have doubled their wealth. The profits of the year 2021 to 2022 of the largest global corporations are said to be 89 higher than the 2017 to 2022-20 year average. God's will is a world where all people help each other by giving a tenth. The world must learn from the Lord Jesus how the kingdom of God works. It is more blessed to give than to receive. This is why we pray. As thee will be done in heaven, so let it be done on earth. Today, there is a tendency to think that a good job is to earn as much money as possible while doing as little work as possible. But this is not true. The best way to work is to work hard, do the right work, and give to those in need. Giving is not limited to money or goods. Listening to others, forgiving first, praying for others, greeting others willingly, and so on. In very, very small things, there are ways to live in giving rather than being given, everywhere. In small things, we can learn, we can do what Jesus told us. The Bible does not say that we should not get. The Lord says, "Test me," says that Lord of hosts, "whether I will open the window of heaven for you and pour overflowing blessings upon you." And we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." We can pray. We want to go with the faith. Give us much so that we can give much. Psalm chapter 112, verse 9 says, "They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endured forever." Paul quotes this verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, where he exhorts, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." I know you work, you have worked such works until now, and I pray that everyone at the Chitura Megumi Church will sow abundantly and reap abundantly, and will sow more and more abundantly and reap more and more abundantly. As Christians, let us pray. Our mercy, God, you gave only Son to sinners, us. We have your grace. We give our love to others. We want to work like you. Then please help us and support us with in our family, in our job place, please be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. TCU day today, so we're going to have a collecting time.